present the best of South African radio drama for your listening pleasure in Radio Theatre. And now, Act One of this week's story.
Keep low. Hey, keep your head down. Don't fire till I give you the signal. Oh, down! Keep down! Stand by. Grenade ready.
What
the hell are you doing, soldier?
Let me down!
Punch him, somebody!
Now,
come back,
you
bloody
fool!
Get down!
Ah! Another poor martyr. He couldn't wait to go to heaven. Why'd he do it? Why?
Not your fault, Bert. Forget it now. It's been 2 days. Things have quietened down now.
Joey? Any news?
Not so many. This action's awful. All crackle and static. Hold on. What are you coming to now? Boy, me. It's Churchill. Yahoo! It's all over! The bleeding war's over!
It's all over, Frank. You couldn't wait. 2 days and you'd have been free. 2 lousy days.
2 Days to Freedom. A play for radio by Glyn Day.
Morning, Mr. Albert.
Ah, good morning, Mary. Anything interesting in the mail?
It's on your desk, Mr. Albert. Oh, and Mr. Franklin telephoned. He said it was urgent.
Get him on the line for me, will you?
Right away, Mr. Albert.
Thank you, Mary. Yes?
Mr. Franklin on line number one, Mr. Albert.
Ah, thank you, Mary. Well? Joe?
Mike, I've got to see you. I've got to talk to you now.
Sounds serious. Calm down, old chap. It can't be that bad.
It's very bad. Can you meet me in half an hour at Rossi's?
Look, now, hold on, Franklin. It's a Monday morning. I've got a pile of correspondence to get through, a board meeting at 11, followed by lunch with Paisley and Sons, account executives. I can't see my way clear until about 3:30.
Can I come over there now?
Oh, have a heart, Joe. I have a business to run.
Mike, how long have we known each other?
What? 20? 25 years? What's up, Joe?
I can't tell you over the phone. I just can't, but believe me, I need your help desperately. I've never asked you before. You know, I wouldn't worry you like this unless I... Please, Mike, I've got to see you. I've got to talk to you, please.
All right, Joe. Give me half an hour, okay?
Half an hour, that's 9:45. I'll be there.
Make it 10. Five lousy minutes to arrange an 8-hour work schedule.
Yes, Mr. Albert.
Mr. Franklin is coming to see me at 10. Note it down, please. Send him in when he gets here.
I'll let you know when he arrives.
Thanks, Mary.
Some of them died slowly. After the first few, the thicker became easier. Some may, but for others...
Here, Bert, what are you mumbling about?
Nothing.
You still thinking of Frank?
Frank. He's just another one. A name, a number, a face. All the same when you're covered in mud. All smell the same, all look the same. That's war, Fred. Bodies, mud, noise, blood. And inside, fear. We are going back, mate. You and I and a couple of hundred others. Why the hell are they singing?
They're glad to be going home, Bert. They're glad the war's over.
So they said.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, Fred. I forgot. Riding war zone. Sorry, Fred. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. You want a drink?
Hey,
drink. Good stuff, this. Pick it up with that German camp we stopped at. Yeah, go on. It'll do you good.
What is it?
Schnapps. Genuine German schnapps. Go on, drink up. It'll do you good.
Oh, nothing like a refreshing cup of tea, I always say. We're a nation of tea drinkers. That's what we are. There you are. Strong and hot. Sugar?
Tar.
Mm. 3 spoons. Same as Frank. He used to take 3 spoons of sugar. Myself, I can't abide sugar. It spoils the taste of the tea. Know what I mean?
Yeah. My wife's the same.
You've been married long, then?
4 years. Let's come over and meet her. Sue. She's quite a gal. Susie, I call her. Though she prefers to be called Sue.
Marge, he called me. My mother hated that. Her name's Marjorie, young man, she'd say. But he still called me Marge when we were alone.
You just keep hearing that in your ear, Marge. You just keep hearing his voice.
I do. All the time. No, I'm fine, Bert. Honest, I am. I'm not sad anymore. You know, you get to the stage where you half expect. Oh, there's lots of girls like me all over the world. War with those. No, I just thank heaven for what we had. Those precious hours we spent together. And the walks. We loved walking. I'm happy with my memories. I'm not bitter or angry. No, really, I'm not. It had to be, and he gave me so much while he was with me. And you told me how brave he was. And, well, that's enough for me.
Yeah, he was brave, all right. Look, Marge, here's my number. You ever feel down, you give us a ring, all right?
Thanks, Bert. I'll do that. And thanks for coming over. It must have taken a lot of courage for you to come, personal like, to see me. But you're not going. Come on, have a second cup. Frank always had a second cup.
Yes?
Yes, Mary, thank you.
Oh, damn. Oh, well. This lot will have to wait, I suppose.
Hello, Mike.
Come in, Joe. Ah, it's good to see you.
Thanks for seeing me, Mike. I really appreciate your
come
kindness.
Come on, don't mention it. Sit down. And I order you some tea?
No, no, thanks.
Well, you, wanted to see me?
Yes. And now I'm here, I just don't know where to start. Mike, I don't know where to turn. I don't know who to talk to. I haven't any real friends anymore. Friends I can trust. Hell, it's hot in here.
What's the matter, Joe? I can't help you unless you tell me what's eating you up.
Jonah's left me. When I got home last night, there was a note and an empty house. She took the kids and left. I don't know where she is. I rang her brother and a few of her friends. I don't know what to do. You see, she found out. And I don't know what to do, Mike.
Found out? Found out what? You been seeing someone?
No, it's not that at all. Oh, it's so hard to explain. Mike, I'm in it up to here, and Joan knows. And, well, she knows if I go to the police, I might as well just give myself up. You see, I've had it, Mike. There's no way I can get myself out.
Now, listen, Joe. If you want me to help you, you'd better be straight with me. What has she found out?
I've been taking money from the firm. Not very much, a little bit every month, but it's built up. And I always promised myself I'd pay it back, but I never had any money over. And the kids needed things, and we needed things for the house, and it got so bad, and I feel so guilty, Mike. Joan found out. She found an old pay slip of mine. She came right out with it. Over the supper table one evening. She worked it all out. How much I'd paid out that month. How much I'd left in the bank. And It came to £50 more than I get. Oh, I tried to bluff my way out of it. I said I'd lent some money to a friend and he'd paid me back. But she looked at me. And I couldn't look back at her. I couldn't lie to her. So I said I was only fooling. I'd borrowed a little extra from the firm, which was not a complete lie. But I must have looked so awfully guilty. And then later, when the kids were in bed, she asked me if I'd been gambling, and I knew that she didn't believe me. She totted it all up in her head, you see. She knew. That was on Monday, and last night I came home, and there was this note.
What did she say in the note?
Just that she couldn't go on living with me anymore, and that I should straighten myself out.
How much have you borrowed from your firm?
It's just over 2,000 now.
2,000?
I know I shouldn't have done it, but it was so easy. And each month it became easier. I even sat in with the auditors when they checked the books last month, and I actually felt pleased when they skimmed over the small amounts I'd fiddled here and there. They'll never find out. Never. But Joan found out. And I know what I've done, and I can't live with what I've done. Can you understand that? I'm a criminal, a common thief, and if the others find out... Mike, I want to die. I don't want to live with this gnawing away inside my head.
Come on, Joan, don't talk like that. There's always a way out. Now, I want you to make a list of all your assets and all your debts, HP, etc. How much you own the house, the car, everything. Once we can sit down and look at your true financial position, we can take it from there. If necessary, I'll loan you the money, and you can pay back month by month, little by little, to the firm and then to me. As far as Joan is concerned, we can hire a private detective to find her. Once we've sorted you out. Yes, Mary?
Mr. Gabby, to see you, Mr. Albert.
I'll ask you to wait for a moment, please, Mary.
Certainly, Mr. Albert.
Mike, I don't know what to say. I'm so mixed up. What must I do now?
Go back home. Phone your office and tell them you're not feeling well. Then start on that list. Everything. Jewelry, clothes, garden tools, the lot. I'll pop around on my way home from work about 6:30.
Mike,
No, don't say anything to anyone. And I'll do likewise.
Thanks, Mike.
What are friends for? See you this evening.
Thanks.
Joan?
Yes, Mike. What happened?
We've got him, Joan. He walked right in and told me everything.
Oh, it was lovely. No, I really must be going. We keep in touch, eh?
Yeah. Keep in touch. You and me. Well, war's over. No more fighting. Got to keep going.
Let me help you with those.
No, thanks, Bert. I can manage.
Yeah, I know you can. I know now why Frankie was sweet on you.
Do you?
Yeah. You're a lovely woman, Marge.
Look out.
I'm sorry, Marjorie.
It's all right. They're not broken.
I didn't mean about the cups. I meant...
Kissing me? Oh, Frankie would have let you.
No. What I mean is, I'm married and...
I won't tell, if you won't.
Well, I must be...
Next week.
What?
Call in and see me next week.
I don't really know if I can...
Please, Bert. Just for a cup of tea.
Yeah, all right. Just for a cup of tea. Bye, Marge. I'll see you.
I'll keep the kettle on all week for you.
Thank you.
How's it going then, Bert?
Oh, I don't know, Fred. You know, the war's made such a hole in everything. Not just between nations, not just on the battlefield. It's changed lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to take us years to put everything right. Say, how did you get on with Frankie's missus?
All right. Wasn't easy.
No, I know. But she's a bit of a smasher, eh? Hey, remember those photos he used to show us? Summer holidays at Brighton. Oh, when the wolf whistle started, everybody in the unit knew that Frankie brought out his photos.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Eh?
Oh, nothing. Just dreaming.
Wishful thinking, you mean?
What are you talking about?
Oh, Frankie's wife, you know.
No, I don't know. Will you shut up about Frankie's wife?
Well, I'm sorry, Bert. I just thought...
No, Fred, you didn't. You didn't think. Excuse me.
Hey, Bert, I didn't mean...
Forget it, Fred.
Thanks. Neat garden?
What?
Your garden.
Oh.
Very pretty.
Yes. Do you want a drink?
Yes, thanks.
Well, sit yourself down. I'll get one. Whiskey?
Thanks. With water.
Sure.
How'd you get on?
How do you mean?
With the list.
Well, all done as best I could. Here we are. One whiskey. Help yourself to water. Oh, I've got some ice.
No, don't worry. It'll do me fine.
Here's the list.
It's not much.
That's all I've got.
Any savings?
Savings? If I'd had savings, I wouldn't have...
Stolen?
It sounds so...
It is.
What?
What you were about to say. Criminal, hmm? Well, that's what it is. You better face it, because that's what you are. You've committed a crime, and you're paying for it.
Mike, what is this? I thought you were going to help me. I thought...
That... I am helping you, John. Helping you to face facts. You've committed a crime. You've stolen money. And you want me to help you get away with it. So that Joan will come back to you and you don't have to lose face. Then you pick up where you left off. And nobody will know what you've done.
Mike, what are you... Why have you...
Just listen, Joan. You're going to pay for what you've done for the rest of your life. You think Joan will forget... Every time you give the kids pocket money, she'll wonder if they're receiving stolen money. Every time you give her a birthday present, she'll wonder where the money came from to buy it. You've ruined everything for yourself and for everyone else, and you want me to help you off the hook. Forget it. Thanks for the drink. Oh, Wanda, don't bother me at work, Joe. I'm a busy man.
No, Mike, please don't. Look, I'll do anything. What do you want me to do? Look. Listen, everything you said is true. I know I'm a thief and a criminal, but I want to change, Mike. Can't you see that? I want to put things right. You've got to help me, if not for my sake, for Joan's.
Joan? Why should I do it for Joan if I won't do it for you?
Because she thinks the world of you. She always has. You know that. And now, because of what I've done, she's going to suffer, and I've hurt her enough. I don't want her to suffer anymore. I'd rather do away with myself than see her hurt anymore.
No, no, that's not the answer, Joan.
Yes, it is. Do you want to watch me do it? Do you want to see me blow my brains out? Do you want to be the one to tell everybody?
Don't be an idiot.
If you turn to go, I'm going to pull the trigger.
Oh, no, you're not.
Keep away. Keep it low. You're breaking my arm.
Drop it. Drop the gun. All right, Joe. Now, I've got the gun. And you're in no state to be left on your own. So we might as well just sit down and talk things out. Maybe I do have a plan of sorts. Oh, stop snibbling, for heaven's sake. Give me another drink. And I want you to sit down and tell me all about Joan.
one bright orange squash coming up.
Oh, Bert, you do look comical in that hat.
Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that smile? Isn't it a lovely one and just the proper style?
Here, give us a kiss.
Oh, get on with you.
Come on, just a little kiss.
If I didn't know better, I'd say they put something in that drink.
Yeah, the blooming fingers, I shouldn't wonder.
Gore, it's hot, eh? Isn't it hot?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I haven't had a day like this since I was a nipper.
Oh, and I haven't done this since...
What's the matter, huh?
It's wrong, Bert. It's all wrong. We shouldn't be laughing and having fun.
Oh, come on, Marge. You're not going to spoil a lovely afternoon.
Well, I can't help it. It was me that did it. I was the one that asked you. This costume must have been lovely. I can't help feeling guilty about what I've done.
I was the one that felt like that in the beginning. But it's all changed. For the better.
Is it? Is it for the better?
I've never felt so good in all my life. And you mustn't feel guilty. Not about Susie and me. The war's the guilty one. That's what's changed us. Susie knows.
Oh,
No, not about us. She knows that these years have caused us to drift apart. I'm not the same person I was in 1939. And Susie hasn't been able to accept the difference these years have made. It's happened to a lot of people. We married because of the war. We weren't really married. A man's mind gets shaken up. We are facing death. We're seeing others dying. There's not a man in England who has returned home to his family the same as he was when he left. It's not just growing up and growing older. It's much deeper than that. It's your values, your aims in life. The balance has swayed and tilted and righted itself again. The small, insignificant things that didn't matter, that meant nothing to you, are now important. Things like people who really care about you. Other things like money and status in society, they don't measure up anymore. It's you, it's what you are that matters. Anyhow, that's how I look at the world now. Susie hasn't changed. But we don't have the same outlook anymore. Listen to me, going on and on like I was on a blooming soapbox. What are you thinking?
Take me home, Bert. And leave me for a while. I'm all shaking and confused, love.
What I've been trying to say is that I fall in love with you, Marge. And I want you to know that. Although I didn't explain it very well... There's nothing between Susie and me anymore. And it'd be better for both of us if we parted.
Please, Bert. No, don't say any more. Let me sort myself out first. Please.
All right, then. Come on. I'll take you back.
So you see, Franklin, it's all very simple. If you do what I tell you. Otherwise...
It's blackmail.
Is it? I see it as a way out for you.
You know?
Everything. I spoke to her after you left the office this morning.
What about your wife?
Oh, she'll understand. She never could accept the responsibility of being married to a successful businessman. She'll be looked after. Not that money means anything to her.
How do I know that...
That I'll keep my word? You won't. You'll just have to trust me. Now, all you have to do... Sign this document and leave the rest to me.
And if I don't?
If you don't, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do to the police.
Give me the pen.
Here.
Oh! What are you doing? What are you doing?
Albertson Company, good morning.
Mr. Alberts, please.
I'm afraid Mr. Alberts hasn't come in yet. Would you like to speak to Mr. Faraday?
No. Do you know what time Mr. Alberts will be in?
He didn't say. Can I get him to phone you as soon as he arrives? Hello? Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Joe? Joe, is that you?
Joan?
Why did you do it, Joan? Why didn't you tell me?
I'll tell you what.
About Mike and you. Why did you just go ahead and... Why didn't you tell me?
Where is he? Joe, where is he? I phoned the office and he wasn't there.
Why didn't you phone his home and tell his wife?
Oh, because I knew he was coming to see you last night. What happened?
Why didn't you come, Joan? Why didn't you come home?
What happened last night, Joe? Where is Mike?
He's here. Come and see for yourself.
Have you told her, Bert?
Eh?
Have you told her? About us?
No. Not yet.
Is it you, love? Look, Bert, you better tell her soon. Have you changed your mind again?
No. No, it's not that.
Then what is it, love?
It's just that it's not easy. I've only been back a couple of months. Everything's so unsettled.
It's all right, Bert.
What is?
Everything, anything. I don't mind. I don't mind if you change your mind altogether and stay with Susie. Honestly, I don't. Well, look, maybe it's better that way.
Oh, Marge, stop that. Oh, I haven't changed my mind. And I meant what I said. I need time, that's all. Time to put things right. I've been blaming the war for everything, for the way my life's been turned upside down. But it's not the war, it's me. It's what's happened to me. It's what I've let happen to me. Susie and the kids are just the same as ever. I've changed. Shall I tell you something? When the other guys were having a night out in the town, picking up a street girl and having the time of their lives, I stood on the sidelines and watched them. If anyone asked, I'd say, oh, no, mate, I've got a girl back home with 20 of these, and I'm saving myself for my next weekend pass. Cool. They'd laugh at me and say, tell that to Jerry when he loves a dirty great grenade at you. I just laugh right back. And you know something? I never regretted it. And what happens? I come back home and I fall in love with the first girl I clap eyes on. There's a moral in that somewhere.
Bert, listen to me. If you want to go on back to Susie, that's all right. As long as you keep in touch, I understand. Honestly, I do.
Marge, I've so enjoyed
it. Don't say it. Better left as it is. Don't you think? Another cup of tea?
Hello, Jim.
Well, where is he?
Come in.
Stop playing games, Joe. Where is Mike?
Hasn't he called you? Or sent you a note? With some flowers? Roses? Does he send you roses? Or perhaps it's French perfume. He can afford it. After all, he's a director. Drives a smart car loaded with money. Is that what attracted you?
Look, Joe, I didn't come here to bandy words with you. I didn't come here to argue. I don't want a scene. I just want to know how I can get in touch with Mike. If you don't tell me, I'll have no alternative but to go to the police.
You know, you're going to be good for each other. You really are. First he tries it, now you.
What are you talking about?
Blackmail. Isn't that what they call it? That's how he made his money. Did you know that? Did he ever tell you how he made it to the top?
I'm wasting my time.
Oh, no, you're not going yet. You're not going until you find out where Mike is. I know where Mike is, and I'm going to tell you, but not just yet.
I don't want to talk to you, Joe, and I don't ever want to see you again.
Does he know what a hard, calculating bitch you are? Does he? And do you know the crooked businessman he is? He's nothing but a dirty thief, either.
Ha! He's a thief. What about you, Joe?
Oh, yes. That's where this all started, huh? With me. With you finding out. Well, I found out a few things, too, about you and about Mike Big Shot Alberts. I was quietly pinching the odd £10 note every month, sure. But Mike's been taking millionaires for a ride for years. He's been shoveling away thousands every month. And nobody's been the wiser. And I can blow that wide open tomorrow if I want to.
Oh, rubbish.
You're making it up.
And you're not the first woman he's lured into his bed with his bank accounts.
Where is he?
He's dead, Joan. Dead. Dead.
Susie? Susie? I'm home.
Oh, Bert. Oh, I've been ever so worried. I called the pub and Fred, and they hadn't seen you. I thought you were going to the pub. Yeah, you all right? You look proper poorly.
I'm all right, love. Oh, all the fuss. They normally take on so, and I'm a bit late.
Oh, I thought something had happened to you. After Marge phoned, I got all worried.
Marge? She phoned here?
Yes. Oh, why shouldn't she? Oh, we had a lovely chat. She's such a sweetie. And she adores you, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Kids in bed, then?
Scrubbed and tubbed and tucked in for the night. Missed their daddy's goodnight kiss, though.
I'll look in on them later. Oh, I'm bushed.
You sit down, love. I'll make us a nice cup of cocoa.
Well, I think I'd rather have a cup of tea, thanks.
Tea it is, then.
Now, hang on a moment, love. Come and sit down for a sec. I want to talk to you.
All right, love. But you're not going to get all serious, are you?
Eh? What makes you think that?
That look on your face. Oh, I can read you like a book, Bert. And I know what you're going to say.
How?
Well, first of all, you're going to tell me how much the war has changed you. And then you're going to say that it's changed the way you feel about me. And then, after a long look at yourself and myself and our relationship, you're going to tell me that it'd be better for us both if we parted. Right?
Nearly right.
Nearly?
Why, except for the last part. You see, I decided it'd be better for me, for you, for the kids, if I tried to change instead of trying to change you. Or just running away from my responsibilities.
And Marge?
You know about that too.
What a question. It was so ruddy obvious, love.
I sort of said goodbye today.
That's something Marge forgot to tell me on the phone.
What did she tell you?
Just how sorry she was that this had happened. Oh, I got the impression that you were going to see her again, but I might have been wrong.
Well, I can't not see her, Susie. But it won't be like before.
You're asking me to trust you. Is that it?
Yeah, something like that.
What happens in a couple of years' time, if we don't work out, would it be harder then?
Maybe. Maybe not.
The kids will understand more. It might be harder for them.
Are you saying we should part?
Maybe we should talk it out. Weigh up the pros and cons and then decide. Isn't that the adult way to do it?
Yeah.
Right. Now for that cup of tea. You go on in and see the kids, love. Won't be long.
Just like it. Cup of tea. And everything's the same as it was. And I'm caught. Well and truly.
So, what are you going to do now, Joan? Call the police? Leave the country? Kill me?
What's more to the point, what are you going to do? You're a thief and a murderer.
I'm not. It was an accident. I told you how it happened. He jumped me and the gun went off.
Try explaining that to the police, Joe. They won't believe a word of it. The man who was having an affair with your wife...
You wouldn't.
Try me. I'd tell them everything, anything, to see you hang.
Who are you trying to kid? You wouldn't do anything that'd make you look tainted in the eyes of your friends. You're too much in love with yourself and your image. You love money and your expensive clothes and glittering jewelry, and most of all, you love what other people think of you.
Have you finished?
No. Because I've got quite a few more tricks up my sleeve, Joan. You see, the tables are turned. You shut up about me because you don't want people to know about you.
Good try, Joe. But nothing's going to stop me.
Keep away from that phone.
Are you planning to make it two in a row? You wouldn't pull that trigger, Joe, and you know it. One murder is all your nerves can stand. Look at you. You're shaking. You're nothing but a weak lily-livered...
Oh, yeah, can't we rest for a while?
You're the one who wanted to go on a hike.
Yeah, but I didn't say we had to climb the highest mountain in England.
Oh, go on with you. It's not even a mountain.
Where are the kids?
They're way ahead of us.
Well, just a 5-minute break, eh? Time for a fag.
Oh, this clean, beautiful air, and you want to light up. Disgusting. Hmm.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, it's lovely up here. Look, you can make out the church steeple.
Yeah. That must be the school over there on the right.
Thank you, Bert.
For what?
For bringing us here. Oh, I've never seen the kids so happy. Are you glad you stayed with us?
I thought we agreed not to talk about that.
Well, we haven't, till now. And it's been nearly a year. And I can't help it sometimes, thinking about what might have been.
Come on, let's try and catch up to the kids.
Oh, sorry, Bert. I won't say another word.
You're so sure, aren't you?
What do you mean?
So damn sure. Like the time I came home. You were so sure you had me right where you wanted me. You knew I was trapped.
What?
Kids missed your goodnight kisses, Bert. You had me the moment I walked in the door. Oh, worried sick about me. No, I'm not glad I stayed with you. It's been hell.
Bert, you don't mean it. You can't. Everything's been so right.
Only because you wanted it to be right. Right for you. Not right for me. I've gritted my teeth and said nothing all these months, but it's gnawed away at me. I've bottled it all up inside. But on the outside, I've been play-acting, Susie. To you, to the kids, to the neighbours, to your soppy friends. I can't take any more.
Bert, you're hurting my arm. Let me go. Let me go, Bert.
I'll let you go, Susie. I'll let you go, all right.
Bert, look out. Stop it, Bert.
I'll let you go.
Bert,
come on. Susie!
Drink up, Bert. I'll buy you another.
I think I've had enough, Fred. Honest. I think I ought to be going home.
Yeah. Why don't you come and stay with us for a couple of days? Flora won't mind. In fact, she suggested it.
Huh?
Well, give you time to get over it. You can't go back to an empty house.
Yeah. It's kind of you, Fred, but... kids, you know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. How have they taken it?
Hard to tell. Cried a lot. Don't think they really understand she's gone forever.
Come on, then. I'll walk back with you.
Oh, my legs feel like they're going to cave in.
Yeah, lean on me. That's it.
I can't help thinking. I could have saved her, Fred. I could have grabbed her and hung on. It all happened so fast. Before I knew it, she was gone.
Sorry, Fred. No. You just go ahead. It helps to talk about it.
I just keep blaming myself, Fred. I'm going to have to live with that.
It was an accident, Bert. No one's to blame. An accident.
It was an accident. He tried to grab the gun from me and it went off in my hand. You get that? An accident. It was an accident.
Yes, Joe.
And we don't want another accident, do we?
No, Joe.
Say it.
It was an accident.
Good. You saw everything. You saw him attack me, and the gun went off. You were standing over there, and you saw me pick up the gun when he threatened me. And then, when he grabbed me, I was over here, right?
Yes.
Good. Now pick up the phone and call the police. And you tell them, Joe. You tell them what happened. If you don't, I promise not to miss this time.
Well, that's it, Bert. Last one packed.
I can't believe it. The place looks so empty. I'm going to miss the endless cups of tea in this whitewashed kitchen of yours.
Never mind. We'll find another whitewashed kitchen somewhere. And there'll always be tea.
Yeah. Oh, Marge, I can't wait to join you. A new country, a new life, a new start. It's going to be good for both of us. I know it is. We
He won't ever talk about the past. Only what's happening now and in the future.
Mm, I love you, Bert Albert.
And I love you, Marge. Hey, come on. You'll miss a boat. Hey, where's Joe?
He's in the car. He couldn't wait to see the big ship.
Well, come on, Mrs. Albert. Move it. Hello? Bert Albert? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, thanks a ton. I'll be flying in 2 days' time. Thank you, sir. 2 days. Only 2 days, March. And I'll be on my way to you.
Can I come in?
Huh? Oh, hi, Fred.
You've taken to talking to yourself. And why the grin? You look like the cat that swallowed the cream.
I'm off in 2 days, Fred.
Huh?
Everything's cleared. Bank just phoned. The insurance money came through for me and the kids, and they fixed me up with a job in Australia.
God.
Oh, Fred, I've never felt so happy in all my life.
Well, you watch out for all them kangaroos down under. They got tails that can kill a man with one swipe. I read that somewhere.
You want a drink, Fred?
Won't say no.
I got a letter from Marge today. She and Joe arrived last week. They found a place to stay, just outside Melbourne. Yeah.
Ta. Well, suddenly you've got yourself a big family, eh? How do you get on with young Joe?
Oh, all right. He's a strange kid. Not like my Mike. Mike's all go and enthusiasm. Going to be a big businessman one day. Joe's a nervous type. Jumpy. Know what I mean? Still, I'm sure they'll be good for each other. Oh, I can't believe it, Fred. I'm starting out all over again. It's like a new freedom. England and the war was one life. Australia and Marge is a new life. A new freedom.
You handled that very well, Joan. Need a drink to settle your nerves?
How long must I keep this up?
How long do you want to?
I want to get away from you. Far away and as soon as possible.
Well, now that the inquest is over and the accidental death verdict has been duly assigned to the case, I don't see why we can't part company and go our separate ways any time we like. In fact, I've already started to pack.
Okay. Where?
I don't think it's advisable of me to tell you. Do you?
I can easily find out.
I leave in 2 days. For New York.
Where did you get the money? Steal it?
I'll ignore that. And you better get it clear in your mind that yes, I stole from the firm, but no, I'm not a murderer. It was an accident.
Hmm. Funnily enough, that part of your story I do believe. You're too much of a coward for murder. What did you do? Threaten suicide again? You're good at that.
He wanted to blackmail me. He had it all worked out. I would have been his prisoner. And now I'm free. Free. And when I board that plane, it'll be the end of all this.
You'll be running for the rest of your life, Joe. Running away doesn't solve anything. You've got to live with yourself. The same way your mother had to live with the guilt of her affair after your father's death. She never really got away from it, did she? How long was she in Australia? 2, 3 years? And then she had to come back and face the memories. It'll be the same for you, Joe.
Rubbish. I'll be free of you, of everything here that I detest. Free.
Nobody knows the meaning of that word. Least of all, you.
Well, I ought to be going. Flora's expecting me for supper. You will come and say goodbye, won't you?
Yeah, sure. Say, why did you all come out to the airport and wave goodbye?
Ah, might just do that, Bert. Well, thanks again for the beer. I'm sorry you're going, but I'm glad for you and Marge.
We've been through a hell of a lot together, eh, Fred? What with the war? Is it really only 2 years ago?
Yeah. I often think about those days. 2 years, eh? And if it had only come to an end a couple of days earlier, Frankie would have been with us still. I wonder how our lives would have been then.
Yeah, I wonder. I wouldn't have married Marge, for one thing.
True. We have no way of knowing how things are going to turn out, have we? Oh, listen to us, reminiscing like a couple of old women. Come to supper tomorrow. 6?
Yeah, 6.
I'll be there. Cheers, Bert.
Cheerio, Fred.
If Frankie hadn't died, if the war had ended sooner, if I hadn't fallen in love with Marge, if Susie had been different, instead of trapping me the way she did, if I divorced her, instead of pushing her.
Mr. Bernowitz?
Yeah? That's me.
Detective Sergeant Blake, CID. I'd like to have a word with you, if I may.
Oh, yeah, of course. Come in, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir. May I sit down?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Now, sir, this is not going to be easy for you, but I have a statement you made to the police following your wife's unfortunate demise. And there are one or two small points I'd like to clear up. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Now, you said you were sitting resting on a rock, to use your own words, having a fag.
Yeah, that's right.
Your wife was admiring the view. She moved close to the edge of the cliff, lost her footing, called out for help, and before you could get to her, she fell over.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. Mm. Why are you questioning me again? I signed that statement. That's exactly how it was. It's all over. Accidental death, that's what they all said.
Now, sir, don't get all upset. Just one little question. You said before you got to her.
Yes. Well,
that's what it says here. Are you absolutely sure of that? You didn't grab hold of her or try
I to... didn't touch her. I was nowhere near her.
Well, in that case, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to accompany me to the station. You see, a couple of young hikers who were ahead of me, quite some distance ahead, saw you through binoculars. And they're absolutely certain you grabbed her, maybe pushed her.
I didn't mean to. I didn't. I thought it was the only way out.
Come along, sir.
2 days.
Pardon, sir?
In 2 days' time. Only 2 days.
Hello?
Hello, John. How are you?
Oh, as well as can be expected.
I was there at the inquest. I wanted to come over and talk to you, but the time didn't seem right somehow.
Oh, thanks for the thought, anyway.
I know how much you like Mike.
Oh, Mary, I suppose being his loyal secretary for so long, you must have been pretty close to him, too.
There wasn't very much I didn't know about. The rest I could piece together. There are a few things I'd like to talk to you about sometime, if you can spare me a moment.
Yes. Perhaps it'll do us both a lot of good. I feel terribly guilty. You know Joe's leaving me?
No, I didn't.
He leaves in 2 days for New York. Maybe we can get together after that for tea.
Yes, I'd like that. Did you by any chance see Mike's dad at the inquest?
No, I didn't. Mike told me his parents were killed in a car accident when he was still a youngster.
His mother died rather tragically when he was about 4. She fell off the cliff. His father was charged with her murder, but there wasn't sufficient evidence to convict him. He was there at the inquest. Oh, I felt so sorry for him. He looked so frail and pathetic.
I didn't know.
Mike didn't speak about it, obviously. I only know because I came across some old press cuttings of the trial when I was cleaning out his safe. Do you want me to destroy them?
No, Mary. Bring them round. I'd like to see them.
Oh, there's something else.
Yes?
Joe's parents. Were their names Marge and Frankie?
Why, yes. His father died during the war. His mother a few years ago.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle, Joan. The pieces are falling painfully into place. Oh, what a funny upside-down world it is.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you when I see you. And you'd better tell Joe to cancel his trip. He may change his mind when he hears about his mother and Mike's father.
If only I hadn't taken the money from the firm. If J
Joan hadn't found out. If I hadn't taken that gun out. If.
It's all over, Frank. You couldn't wait. 2 days and you'd have been free. 2 lousy days.
You've just heard 2 Days to Freedom, a play for radio by Glyn Day. Joe Franklin was played by Michael Richard and Mike Alberts by Roger Dwyer. Bert was Glyn Day and Marjorie Liz Williams. Joan was Linda Delport, Susie Pippa Duffy, Mary Ethwin Grant and Fred Stephen Gurney, while the police sergeant was played by Brian Kennedy. Production was by Derek Taylor in our Cape Town studios.
Listen again next week for another play from the archives of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa in Radio Theatre.